This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. El Paso County District Attorney Michael Allen says a recent change in state statute helps solidify hate crime charges filed against the suspect in the shooting at Club Q last fall. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The law says a bias-motivated crime can be considered even if things like the victim's race, religion, or sexual orientation were only part of the reason they were targeted. Allen says he hopes to bring the case to trial this year, but that there's a decent chance it could run into next year.
If we have other outside forces like a COVID pandemic that rears its head again or something like that, that could obviously have a negative impact on our ability as well.
The suspect is facing more than 320 charges, the most Allen says he's ever filed in a single case. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Colorado hospitals are concerned about violence directed at healthcare workers. CPR's John Daly.
The Colorado Hospital Association says one study found healthcare workers are five times more likely to be injured due to violence on the job compared to other workers. Another found in 1 month, 90% of healthcare workers experienced or witnessed violence. The group's Jeff Tiemann says the problem got worse during the pandemic.
I think it's just a symptom of a society where violence can manifest in a lot of places, and unfortunately one of those is now hospitals.
He says hospitals aim to prioritize safety with violence prevention programs, employee education, and easier incident reporting. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A bill to make it easier for school districts to hire mental health therapists passed the Colorado Senate this week. School-based therapists are licensed by 21 various state boards. The bill removes the requirement that they also get licensed by the Department of Education. Children's Hospital Colorado says conditions are worse now than when they declared a youth mental health state of emergency in 2021. This is CPR News and KRCC.